Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Friday morning, July 11th, 2025, and we have a lineup of government and politics headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
State Roundup. Schools assess impact of $125 million federal freeze. 59% of Maryland taxpayers to get a slight tax cut. Advocates gathered in a webinar to assess the impact of a potential $125 million federal aid freeze for Maryland schools, part of a larger $6.8 billion education funding freeze by the Trump administration. About 59% of Maryland taxpayers will see a slight reduction in state income taxes, despite a budget package raising $1.6 billion in new taxes and fees. Maryland's Green Energy Initiative faces delays, with concerns raised about offshore wind generation. Baltimore joins 33 jurisdictions in suing Trump over targeted funding cuts. State Transportation Secretary Wiedefeld will leave his post, triggering a search for a replacement. Governor Wes Moore heads to billionaire summer camp in Idaho. Montgomery County considers requiring union peace packs for county-funded hotels. Mayor Scott outlines overdose prevention plan for Baltimore. Contractor Whiting Turner found to violate state regulations in city dock spill. The Voting Rights Act turns 60. Maryland puts it to the test. Voting rights in Maryland are facing challenges, particularly for Latino, Black, naturalized citizen, and working class voters. As we near the 60th anniversary of the Voting Rights Act, the state is seeing efforts to restrict access to the ballot. Lawsuits like Maryland Election Integrity LLC v. Maryland State Board of Elections and Wright v. State Board of Elections are examples of attempts to sow doubt and limit voter participation. It's part of a larger strategy to suppress votes through legal means. However, there are efforts to fight back, such as a lawsuit challenging Maryland's primary system and a federal lawsuit against Trump's Executive Order 14248. Maryland has an opportunity to lead by strengthening voting rights laws and investing in civic engagement. As we commemorate the 60th anniversary of the Voting Rights Act on August 6, 2025, the state must choose whether to uphold democracy or succumb to suppression tactics.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.